day. I'm Pastor Mark Choke from Revival Today. I believe this message is going to bless you. Lord, send the rain. We're looking for increase. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Just want you to get this in your spirit that God is sending increase, but he has to send increase when it's raining sometime. So if it's raining, he's trying to rain blessings on you. Amen. So that's my word for today. Lord, increase our faith and send the rain. I want you to know that God is going to be speaking, and he has begun to speak to his people right now. Some of you are in your homes, and you've been in devotion, and you've been hearing from the Lord, and you've been feeling some things in your spirit, and God is speaking right now. And because he's speaking, we must listen so that we know what God wants us to do for a time like this. So I believe that God is going to increase your faith. And also, I want you to also say, Lord, send the rain. Reason why I need there to be rain is because where rain is, there's growth. Turn to somebody and say, where rain is, there is growth. Amen. Amen. So many times we don't like it when it's a rainy day. So many times we get discouraged when it's raining. But I want you to know that God is going to increase our faith. And the way he's going to increase our faith, sometimes we've got to go through some things in order for us to grow. I want to let you know that many people live in darkness, unsure of God's will. A lot of people believe that the heavens are closed and that they must face the world's peril alone. How fortunate are the saints? We know that God communicates to the church through his prophets. Someone say, through his prophets. God is not leaving us alone. He's trying to communicate with us. So I'm going to talk about this morning because I want you to know the scripture says that he was going to send a word in an on-time word. And I believe right now that God is trying to wake up the church. Now, he is not trying to just get us in place, but he's trying to share a word through the moving of what's going on today. So I have some scriptures to let you know that God is waking up the prophets in the church, the men and women of God that are called to share the word. Amen. And I need you to know prophets, those that are called to prophesy, God just doesn't call you in one form. He's going to work with you in many ways. So I got some word for you this morning, everyone that's watching. Now, those of you that are watching, if you could, turn with me to Amos 3:7. And it says here in the word, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. For the first verse, it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets unto his prophets. Next scripture I want you to go to, because I'm going to go somewhere with this word this morning. Turn with me to Acts 2:17. And it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and all sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, the Bible says in the last days that he was going to pour out his spirit. So some of us feel like God is not working right now, but God is ready to pour out his spirit. Now, what's going to go on when God pours out his spirit? The Bible says that. What does it say here? And it says, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. So some of us are wondering what's going on with the kids. Guess what? In the last days, God said he's going to pour out his spirit upon the flesh, all flesh. So during this time, God is preparing us to hear from him. Because remember I said in the first verse in Amos, it says, surely God will do nothing, but he revealed a secret unto his servants, the prophets. So in the last day, God is getting us ready to listen. reason why he's trying to get our ears and get us to listen is because he's trying to reveal some secrets. And I need you to know this because God is trying to reveal some things unto us today. This scripture that I just read to you, I'm going to go in deep right now because the word that God has given me is, Lord, increase our faith. I believe that God is saying something right now because a lot of us have been crying out to God saying, Lord, I need you to give me increase spiritually. And God is trying to reveal some things to us, but because we do not listen, because it's not coming the way we want it to come, we don't hear from God. So I need you to get ready for the scripture because it starts off with Jesus. Jesus was on the cross, and when he was on the cross, he began to pray out to the Father, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And you say to me, Pastor, what do you mean about this scripture? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. They knew that they were putting Jesus on the cross. I'm going somewhere with this word because I'm talking about increased faith. Jesus was on the cross, and they began to do things against him. Instead of him having a hardened heart, he began to pray for those that put him on the cross. And so I need us to know that God is trying to move right now, but what's happening is there's something going on in you that you won't forgive somebody. And God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, but guess what? He cannot move in you, and he can't put you in the path that he desires for you until you're ready to forgive. So turn to somebody and say, I'm ready to forgive. So Jesus said, the scripture that I just read was Luke 23:34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And right after they begin, he prayed that. He says, and then they divided up his clothes and cast a lot. So right there, we already see how the enemy sometimes works against us, even when we forgive. Next scripture I want you to turn to, church, is I want you to turn with me to Luke 17:1-5. And this is where I'm going with the word of God this morning. It says here, there's Jesus warned of offense. The Bible says that Jesus warned of offense. I believe that a lot of people are offended, even in the church, that somebody did something against them, and they're sitting back saying, I'm trying to grow spiritually, and God is saying, I am trying to let you know how you have to handle things when things come against you. So what it says here, and then Jesus said to his disciples, it is impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were to throw himself into the sea, then that he should offend one of these little ones. You see what Jesus said? Now, I'm preaching the word of God, what Jesus said. A lot of times we want to talk about faith and religion, and we want to go through the Bible history, but we don't know what Jesus is saying. I'm okay with teaching what happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I'm trying to prepare the church for today's time so that we're ready when he comes. So Jesus said to his disciples, he said, it is impossible that no offense should come. So he's talking to you and I, and he's saying it is impossible. Some of us want to know what God is saying right now for this time. God is trying to prepare us for offense. But he says here, it says, now woe to them that it says, see, some of us are receiving offense, but God is saying woe to those that do offend the little ones. It said it would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck and cast into the sea, then that he should offend one of these little ones. First of all, I'm going to start out this word with Understand, church, that we got to get out of the offensive business. Some of us are okay with offending somebody. But I want you to know that God is about forgiveness and he's about growth. So when I talked about increase in faith, I want you to get ready for this word. Amen. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. So in that first passage, it was breaking it down saying that sometime offense is going to come. Sometimes people are going to do things against you to hurt you. But Jesus said, even though offense comes against you, this is how you handle it. He says here in the third verse, it says, take heed to yourself. Okay? If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, say, I repent, you shall forgive him. I'm going somewhere with this word because I want to start off here. We first started off saying, Lord, increase my faith. Give me strength in the time, but I need a word from you right now. So right now, I want you to hear the word of the prophet. Number one thing is, people are living their spiritual life offended. And then some people are living their lives not forgiven. So there's a problem on both sides because we don't realize that God is trying to send growth your way through your challenges. And so what we have to do is we need to know what the word of God says. So number one thing the prophet is saying, the man of God is saying, is that offense is coming and it's going to come against you. But guess what? We must trust in the Lord. The next scripture I have is in Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Next scripture I want you to read, Philippians 4:19. And it says here, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I want you to turn to Psalms 18:2. And it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Turn to somebody and say, my stronghold. Now, remember the scripture where I said Jesus began to pray on the cross, and he said to them that were offended him, he prayed to God and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And then the next scripture was talking about how he said to the disciples, he said, if somebody, he said, it's impossible to not be offended. It says offense is coming, all right? But check what he said right after the offense is coming, because I want to make sure that scripture is read. If you look at the fifth verse, the disciples, after Jesus said, repent, when people come to you and ask for forgiveness, we must forgive them. Now, in the next scripture, Jesus said to them in the fifth verse, go back to Luke 17 and fifth verse. It says, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Now, I wanted to start this scripture off because I know that God is trying to prepare us for what's going on right now. And he's saying to his prophet, he's saying to the people of God that in order for us to get increased spiritually, we have to understand that offense will come to you, and then he's going to watch how you handle offense. You cannot grow or get increase in the Lord when you have not learned how to deal with offense. So Jesus was telling the disciples, it's impossible for you to get increase if you cannot handle it. Then he said to those that offended somebody that, listen, that you must understand that as long as you allow yourself to be forgiven, even though that person comes to you 7 times 7, you still got to forgive them. So the last part of that scripture, Jesus said to his disciples, and this is what I really liked. He said to them, He said to them, they begin to say to him, in the fifth verse it says, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Notice how they did not say, okay, Lord. Instead, they said, Lord, increase our faith. So they weren't in a place spiritually where they could forgive people that offended them. And I believe that that's where God is going for today's time. Because remember, we talked about, started off about the prophecy. There's something that's coming upon the land, and God is trying to position us to grow, but he has to first uproot some things in our life. And the thing that God is trying to uproot is the offense that is going on in our life, because that offense is holding us down because we refuse to forgive people. We refuse to let go of our offense, so we continue to operate with that spirit that, no, I know what they've done is wrong, so I'm going to hold it against them. There's somebody that's holding something against you that is saved and sanctified and knows the word of God, but God is not pleased with that, because God says, release your offense so that you may grow. Now, this is why I need you to see where the prophets begin to say, the disciples said to Jesus, well, Lord, you know, you need to increase our faith. So that's why the message says increase our faith. How many of you have been offended by somebody and it's hard to forgive them? So this is why God is saying, I'm going to increase you, but first of all, I'm also going to put you in a position so that you can grow spiritually. Now, the way to grow spiritually, church, is you have to be an overcomer. What do you have to be an overcomer of? Of offense. If somebody gets on your nerve every time you see them, that's the one you got to overcome. So God is not going to take them out of your path, but he's going to constantly put them in your path until you get to a place spiritually where you can overcome. And we're going to go into why. Church, we need to be in a place spiritually where we truly want to see what God is doing. So when we say that God is our rock, our full fortress, we're saying that God is our foundation. He's our covering. So when we go over the scripture and says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, see, if you're seeking his righteousness, then you're seeking to release people that offended you. So I need you to know that God has a word for this time, for what's going on right now, and he's trying to send the Holy Ghost to rain your direction. And some of us have been living a dry spiritual life. You know how it is. It's dry right now. It's dry spiritually because you're not hearing from God, and God is saying, I'm sending you a word, but first I got to uproot some things in your life, because the stuff that you're holding on to is hindering your growth. And because it's hindering your growth, you cannot go forward until you release it. So God is saying it's time to release some stuff in our life. So when he was talking to the disciples, he made it clear. He said, listen, offense is coming, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to forgive those that, even if they come to you 70 times, 7 times 7, in one day, can you forgive them? Now, that's hard to do. I know it's hard to do, but we need to know that God is ready to outpour his spirit right now, and this is how he's operating. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So he's trying to do some things in our life. We must be ready to go in the direction that God has for us. And I need everyone to know that God is still an awesome God, even in a time like this. I want you to turn with me to the next scripture that I have for you right now. It says here in the 2 Chronicles 12:9, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Someone say, my power is made perfect in weakness. See, now I like that scripture because it lets you know that you have power in Christ Jesus. For my power is made perfect in weakness. How many of you are going through some things and you feel weak spiritually? Well, God is saying your power is made perfect in weakness. See, so right there it says, I will boast all the more. Some of us don't get excited in the Lord no more because we're weak. And what God is saying, he wants us to boast more in our weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So when you boast in your weakness, even though you're weak, even though you are having a problem forgiving somebody, don't run from it, but run towards it. Now, here's the main scripture that I have for you. I want you to turn with me to Amos 4, 6 through 9. And this is what God is saying for the prophets of today's time. Because God has allowed some things to happen to us. God has allowed some things to happen to the church and to people. And he's trying to change our heart and get us to listen to his voice. So in the first scripture says in the last day, he was going to pour out his spirit upon all man. So guess what? The spirit of God is not decreasing, but it's going to increase right now. But guess what? He's trying to move us in the place that he desires us to be. So the reason why I started with forgiveness, people, is because so many times we think of God moving us spiritually, but no, he's trying to move things out of your life so that he can position you to survive. So we need to understand that even right now, the things we're dealing with, God is trying to move us so that we survive, but we don't listen to the voice of the prophet. Because guess why we don't listen? Because we're offended by somebody. And because we're offended by somebody, we don't want to open up our ears to hear what God is saying. So in this scripture in Amos, I want you to get this in your spirit. And Israel refused to do what God told them to do. So God allowed some things to come upon them. So in Amos 4, 6 and 9, it says, I gave you empty stomachs in every city, and lack of bread in every town. Yet you have not returned to me, declared the Lord. Listen to the voice of God. This is the prophet. And then it says, yet you have not returned to me, declared the Lord. The next verse, 7 says, I also withheld rain from you. When the harvest was still 3 months away, I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One field had rain, and another had none and dried up. This is what God has said, is that he sent rain in one town, and the other town he allowed drought to dry up their crop. See, the thing is that in the first verse it said, God said he emptied their stomach in every city and made it so that they were lacking bread. And so I need you to know that what has happened here in this word is harvest is it says in the next scripture that you were 3 months from harvest, and then he allowed a drought to come. Now, that's amazing, because that shows us right there that he was blessing you until the last 3 months, and then he allowed your stuff to dry up. So let's go on to the next verse. People struggled from town to town for water. I believe it staggered from town to town for water. The next verse, it says in Amos, stay with me. It says, but did not get enough to drink, yet you have not returned to me, said the Lord. See, so I need you to know that he said to them, I allow this to happen to you, but yet you still have not returned to him, declared the Lord. I want you to look at the ninth verse. It says, many times I struck your gardens and vineyards, destroyed them with blight and mild mildew. Locusts devoured your figs and olive trees. Yet you have not returned to me, declared the Lord. So in the scripture, God is saying that he allowed rain to fall on one town, another town he withheld it. I need you to know that God wants us to know that he has to uproot some things in our lives, and we need to hear from the Lord again. And if we want God to increase our faith, we must be in tune with God's word in our life. So right now, the last scripture is, turn with me to Hebrews 11:6. I need you to know that God has begun to speak to his people in a time like this. And what he's saying to us is that he's going to send the rain that's going to send growth. But he cannot send rain that's going to send growth if you're rooted in stuff in your life because of unforgiveness. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and you're going to start preaching and prophesying in tongues and doing great things. But he said, first, you must be in my season. So to be in God's season, you have to hear from him. So in the first few verses, I said, what does the prophet say? The prophet is saying that God is sending a rain of increase our way. If you turn with me to Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Turn to somebody and say, he rewards those who seek him. So it is hard to seek God when you want increase in your life, but you won't forgive. God said he's not pleased until you're ready to forgive somebody that hurt you. He said that this famine in the land that's coming, it will not listen to the voice of the prophet. The voice of the prophet is saying, forgive those that offended us. When Jesus was on the cross, he cried out and said, Father, forgive them, for they have sinned. He did not say, Father, go after them. He did not say, Father, I hate them. But instead, he said, Father, forgive them. So how are we going to get increase in our faith? We must believe that it's going to get better. I heard something my father said in a video the other week. He said to the church, it's going to get better. It will get better. He was prophesying to the people. But you know what? Too many of us are down and out because we're bitter over something someone said or did against us. So we refuse to hear what God is saying. So we must hear the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. He rewards those who seek him. So I'm saying to you today as I get ready to wrap this up, that when it says seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Are you ready to forgive those that hurt you? Are you ready to go on spiritually with real growth? Are you going to continue to struggle and fight a battle that God has already won? He already won that situation. That person that offended you, God has said it's bad that sometimes we go around and intentionally offend one another. But he told the disciples, do not touch my little ones. God said it's better that you put a stone around your neck and cast yourself into the sea. See, so that's how Jesus spoke. When Jesus spoke, he spoke about receiving. So what am I going with this word today? The last day prophecy. The prophecy for today's time is increases coming. Because he said that I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters that you had issues with, God is going to pour out the spirit, his spirit upon them, and they're going to begin to prophesy. But God has said it's time to get rid of the offenses that you have with those, even your children, even those that are around you that you love, because you got offended by something that was done. But I need you to know that God said, I want you to release them over to me. And then when he began to say that, he rained, allowed rain in some cities and towns, or he allowed them to go hungry in some city and town, it was because they did not hear him. So that's why he allowed Israel to wander hungry where there was no food in their stomach. I want you to know, church, right now, all of you that are watching, that God is trying to send the rain of increase. But thus said the prophet this morning, man or woman of God, God is speaking through, and he's saying that he's ready to send a spiritual rain that's going to bring growth in your life. Now, this growth cannot come until you're ready to uproot some things. You ever do a garden and see a garden, how there's weeds all around the garden? So to get real growth, you got to pluck up the weeds. How many of you want real growth? If you want real growth, you got to be willing to pluck up the weeds. You got to be willing to get rid of the doubt. You got to get rid of the hurt and the fear and see Jesus in your situation.
Praise God. I believe that you received a powerful word today. I pray that it was a blessing to you. Listen, we know that a lot of people are inside because of the pandemic, so we're believing God that he's going to bring increase even in this situation. Listen, we're located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm Pastor Mark Choate. Listen, you can get me online on my podcast. Those that are watching our podcast, you can go there on our website. If you go to our website at houseofpraisenep.org, you can download our podcast and also check out our Facebook and check more into our ministry. Listen, come visit us when we reopen Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located again at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. If you want to be part of our online ministry, please feel free to tithe to us online if you like by going to our website and clicking on donate. We thank God for you and have a good day.